cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Work hard, work safe, wear the best. Red Wing shoes, built for comfort, built for durability, built to handle the toughest jobs. And on the Central Coast, there's only one place to get them. Tack and Shoes, your exclusive Red Wing dealer with the best selection, expert fitting, and boots that won't let you down. Got a Red Wing voucher? Bring it in. They accept them all. Tack and Shoes on the corner of 8th and Spring in Paso Robles or on Marsh Street across from Wells Fargo in San Luis Obispo. Work starts here.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero Tuesday through Friday.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Texas Tech quarterback Grant Shoresby is eligible once again to play college football after a judge granted a temporary injunction at his request in his lawsuit against the NCAA. The NCAA had ruled Shoresby ineligible last month after it was discovered he placed thousands of bets on sporting events, including games where he was a member of a participating team. Shoresby will serve a two-game suspension to start the season. The NCAA could appeal the ruling. However, that appeal may not be heard until after the college football season comes to an end. The NBA Finals roll on tonight with Game 3 at Madison Square Garden. Knicks up 2-0 and home to the Spurs at 8:30 Eastern Time. Hawks have given head coach Quinn Snyder a contract extension, while Raptors GM Bobby Webster received an extension and was promoted to executive vice president. Oklahoma just swept through Kansas to advance to the College Baseball World Series. Alabama is moving on to Omaha for the first time since 1999 after beating St. John's today 7-2.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Well, statewide fire restrictions remain in effect for all Bureau of Land Management public lands throughout Oregon and Washington, and many local regions have additional restrictions. MorningEclipse.com reports BLM leaders encourage all visitors to be aware of all active restrictions and closures as warmer weather sets in around the Pacific Northwest. The use of fireworks, exploding or metallic targets, steel component ammunition, tracer or incendiary devices, and sky lanterns remain prohibited. Well, a provision in the House-passed Farm Bill is drawing criticism from farmers and renewable energy advocates who say it could limit opportunities for solar development on productive agricultural land. Critics argue the provision could reduce an important source of income for farmers facing low commodity prices and rising production costs. Farm groups note that lease payments from solar developers have become a valuable source of revenue for some producers. Well, the European Union has approved a one-year suspension of tariffs on certain nitrogen fertilizer imports, a move aimed at lowering costs for farmers while reducing the dependence on supplies from Russia and Belarus. For U.S. agriculture, the policy could create new export opportunities for domestic fertilizer manufacturers. European buyers are expected to seek additional supplies from the U.S. and other nations as tariffs on Russian and Belarusian fertilizers increase.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe, The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in trying to rebound from Friday's losses, with tech advancing and chipmakers leading the charge as the AI trade regains footing. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly higher, led by Tesla. Its stock is up over 2%. It's a huge week for the company SpaceX and billionaire Elon Musk. SpaceX record-setting initial public offering is expected to be priced on Thursday. Shares of Apple are wavering. The tech giant kicks off its Worldwide Developers Conference, which will test its standing in the AI race. The event will be the last one featuring CEO Tim Cook before he turns his post over to John Ternus in September. And shares of drug maker Eli Lilly are rising 2% after the pharmaceutical giant said that its weight loss pill was associated with significant weight loss in women at every stage of menopause. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Why does Progressive work hard for truckers? Because truckers unite the world. Truckers unite soccer moms and oranges. Truckers unite unbelievably scratchy carpets with two-star hotels. Truckers unite capes with adults who watch too many wizard movies. But truckers can't do any of this if they're not on the road. That's why Progressive has over 360 heavy truck claims reps to help you get back on the road fast. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL, brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Everyone knows that capitalism is responsible for scarring the earth, polluting the air and water, and squandering nature's bounty. Or is it? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Virtually every one of us is an environmentalist at heart. Therefore, we're all preconditioned to accept the idea that men in search of profit have torn up the hills, scraped the earth bare, destroyed the forest, and dumped their waste in the nation's streams and lakes. The motive, of course, pure greed. Certainly there's evidence that in the past, when our country seemed limitless in its expanse and capable of bearing the wounds inflicted by puny humans, there was too little regard for nature. And it was government that first sounded the alarm. President Teddy Roosevelt, an outdoorsman himself, led the charge. Of course, there were also far-sighted individuals who'd been crying out against such things as hydraulic mining for gold, a method that ripped into hillsides and choked rivers and streams with gravel. They raised a cry against the early lumber barons who cut down the trees and moved on with no thought of replanting. But today, so much progress has been made. The lumber industry is virtually on a sustained yield basis, planting as many trees as are harvested. Strip miners replace the topsoil, and stringent controls limit air and water pollution by industry. Now it seems that we, the people, are the despoilers through our own government agencies. The biggest polluter of San Francisco Bay is the city sewer system. In New York City, it is the dumping of garbage in the Atlantic Ocean that threatens the coast with a tidal wave of toxic sludge. And for a time, the nearest stream or body of water was automatically the city sewer system. But we are doing something about it. The present-day doom criers notwithstanding, we can all feel pretty good about what has been accomplished here in the United States at both the private and government level. In fact, we may be troubled now and then by protective overkill. For example, only a few years ago, the governor of a state fronting on one of the Great Lakes announced he was going to halt any industrial thermal pollution that changed the lake's temperature by more than 1 degree. By that, he meant no plant could turn clean but hot water into the lake. This would have meant millions of dollars in cooling towers and equipment. Yet that particular lake undergoes a temperature change of about 40 degrees every year between winter and summer. But to make us a little proud and optimistic, hear the story of a Soviet trawler captain who defected 3 years ago and sailed his ship into a Swedish port. He has described the fishing operation of those Russian trawlers that seem to be off every coast in every ocean. They use such fine mesh nets, he says, that they catch half-grown fish of every kind, the result being that much of the catch rots on board. If the refrigerator vessels can't take what they have, the surplus is thrown overboard, polluting the spawning grounds with rotten fish. If they sail into port with their catch and the port facilities can't handle their haul, it is dumped on shore to decay and taken inland later to be burned. The refugee captain estimated no more than one-third of the catch ever reaches the consumer as food. That ties in with other information about Soviet agriculture. Their need for food imports is not alone the result of drought, crop failure, or just plain inefficiency in farming. Like the fish, much of their agricultural output rots in the field or spoils in storage. I just thought you'd like to know that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest, Diane Cassidy from Royal Family Kids Camp.
on this Monday afternoon. Thanks to everybody for joining us, but especially our special guest, Diane Cassidy. She is the director.
Yes, one of three directors.
One of three directors. Okay, right off the bat, Diane, tell us, tell everyone what the Royal Family Kids Camp is.
Royal Family Kids Camp is a five-day summer camp for children in foster care. It's a camp that is established in a community like ours for the children who are in our foster care system. We take the children to camp for 5 days. We celebrate their birthday in a huge setting, much like a carnival. We have tea parties. We have a superhero day. We always look for a first responder day where the police department, the sheriff department, fire department comes out. We call it Wet Wednesday, and the fire department can squirt the kids down. They have a blast. This is an opportunity for these children to interact with our first responders so that they can begin to build relationships with the people who, unfortunately, are there to sometimes remove them from their homes. Sometimes, unfortunately, they're reviving their parents. And this is a very special time for us to put the children in an area with these first responders so they can build these great relationships. More than that, what we're really doing is building a network of community for these children so that when they age out of foster care, where they have more opportunities with individuals in our community that might be able to help them further their education or maybe find a career that they're interested in. And we network together with these children throughout the year. As they age out of our program, which is 7 to 11, we then have another program for teenage foster children. And then once they age out of that program, we continue to network with them.
Also, okay, so let's back up. How long have you been involved with the Royal Family Kids Camp? And is this just, is it regional, is it statewide, or is this national, or maybe even international?
This is an international organization. The first camp started 40 years ago in the Los Angeles area. I myself experienced my first summer camp in 1999. I went to director's camp in North Carolina with a group of five people from Ventura County, where we have two camps that have been running for 25 years. And we are seeing those individual kids coming back and working as directors and counselors. Some of them come back and work as a nurse in our program because every camp is required to have a nurse that's overseen by a local doctor. So we want to thank Dr. Dennish for being our camp doctor. We also will have a therapist on staff as well, and that is Janae Railsback. She's just an amazing lady who is going to make sure that we as directors and individuals have what we need in order to help our kids throughout the week.
Now, that's a long time for anybody to be involved as a volunteer for no matter what the organization. Is there a particular link or passion that, you know, throughout your life as you went through your very successful professional career that I don't, and this may not sound the way I want it to, but that you decided to give back?
Yes, actually, I grew up in a home that provided foster care in Santa Barbara originally, but also in Ventura County. When you see children come through the system that are hurting, you begin to grow, I think, compassion that is, well, for me, unusual compassion for the children who I think really need the community's love and support.
Okay, so, you know, one of the things that I found interesting when you mentioned the connection between some on the with the police or fire, when you have, you know, them come out and so forth. So they get to see them in a different light. And that, you know what, they're helping me, they're positive, we're having fun, they're squirting me with the hose and so forth. So that's a great breakthrough, I'm sure, for many, because there's probably a little bit of reluctance on theirs or hesitation.
At first you could see that reluctance, and especially depends on the capacity of which they were affected by the experience they had. But by the end of the time they're hanging out and having fun and enjoying time together, you can really see that shift. And what we want is we want the children, when they're in town and they see those police, fire, sheriff, we want them to be remembering Royal Family Kids Camp and what a great experience they had.
Okay, speaking of the kids' camp itself, what can you tell us, and what can the kids expect when they go to the Royal Family Kids Camp?
Well, first and foremost, they could be expecting to be treated like royalty. We have a beautiful luxury bus that will pick them up at our drop-off location. On the way up to camp, they'll be treated like royalty. When they get off the bus, the cabin leaders will have these beautiful signs hand-painted with their names on them. They'll be ushered into a royal banquet ball where throughout the day they'll have opportunities to interact with different parties. We're going to have a hoedown this year, which is great. So everybody will bring their cowboy hat. We're going to learn to line dance. At the royal banquet, we'll have our meals together. We'll have entertainment. We'll have opportunities to have this tea party, which the girls will dress in full ball gowns that have been cleaned and pressed for them. This year, the real delight is going to be the Atascadero cheerleading squad has agreed to come out and completely decorate and help these littles have a blast at the tea party. But our young men will also wear their top hats and their bow ties. They'll have some tea, but they'll also enjoy some treats that will be brought from the Atascadero cheer team.
Now, you have an event, specifically the dates, I think it's June 28th through July 3rd.
Yes.
That's one of the camps.
Yes, so June 29th is when the kiddos will arrive. But June 28th, 45 people will go up to camp, and we will start decorating their cabins. We'll start decorating the Royal Hall, the area that they'll eat in. Of course, we have crafts. So Jerry from Highlands Church is our craft gal. She has put together several wonderful craft experiences for each one of these kiddos. Naturally, we're going to make slime. And of course, my favorite, we'll put some glitter in that slime, and everybody will be able to take those items home with them and enjoy them throughout the year.
Where do you have the camp at?
That is an undisclosed location because of the children in foster care, and we want to make sure they're safe.
For many, again, for most of us, when we think of camping, because you were mentioning, you know, make up their bunks and so forth, will this be in the specific area, probably a first-time experience for them in this type of atmosphere? And I'm not talking about all the gowns and so forth, but just the basic camp itself.
Oftentimes, we also find, and our age group is from 7 to 11, but we also find not only is camp maybe a first time they've ever been to camp, the reason why we have a birthday party is, you know, I think 35 years ago, a young man went to camp, and I don't even know how the conversation came about, but it was about birthdays, and he said he'd never had a birthday party. So one of the leaders back then decided that every camp would have a birthday party. And I myself have been to summer camps where children are so excited, and they're excited because they've never had a birthday party before. So that's a real gift to many of them, just like camp and their first camp experience.
So the birthday party at these camps, it's regardless of if it is their actual birthday or not.
Yes, we celebrate everybody's birthday. So we'll have 20 campers this year so far, and we will celebrate basically by cabin, each cabin in. At this particular party, what we like to treat them like royalty, but Mark and Sheila Borhone have offered to supply us with the Madonna and cakes for these littles. So when they come, they're going to be treated like royalty for sure.
Well, anybody that's had the Madonna and cakes know that you get a little jealous and they're in for a treat. However, it's going to be hard to continue to live up to that, though.
Yes, well, maybe not.
That's amazing. That, you know, and that gets to part of the point that we talked about a little before we came on the air of the amount of people that don't put a plaque in front of them saying, I'm doing this and I'm helping out, you know, whatever organization it may be. Now, when you started in this, even in, you know, down south in Santa Barbara, did you have any idea of the generosity of people, so quote unquote, behind the scenes?
Maybe not as much back then. Although I went to the director camp, I was not a director at the time. I was involved in fundraising, and some of one year I was a coach. I always filled in wherever they needed. each year we also put together a photo album for each child, so they get to go home with a photo album. The last 3 years I have participated in the photo album area, so you're pretty much in a room for, you know, 13, 14 hours creating photo albums for these children to take home and have lifelong memories. Obviously, some of these children have no history or pictures when homes are torn apart. Sometimes their memories are thrown away. So this is one of the great gifts that we can give to each child. But this community here, the generosity that has poured out for these children in our foster care system has just been overwhelming to us and delightful.
And you are, you have some sponsorship, and I know that you're connected with CASA as well.
Well, yes, we'll take some of the kiddos from the CASA system. Family Care Network has been a huge outreach for us, and I always recommend that if you're interested in fostering or adopting, that you reach out to the Family Care Network system. You can look Family Care Network up online, go to their information area, and read about what it takes to become a foster parent. And we have a huge need in our community to participate at many levels in foster care through the CASA system. And CASA, if you don't know, is a court-appointed advocate for foster children. I myself was a CASA here for several years. And their program right now, great place for you to advocate or definitely donate financially. I think they would really appreciate more of a community involvement.
When you talk about that, but and I'm wondering the connection, the Royal Family Kids Camp, as you said, that it's national and international. Was there? Where was the starting point for this? Do you know?
So it was in the Los Angeles area.
Okay, yes. By a couple,
Wayne and Diane Tesh. They were pastors in Costa Mesa area. Were asked if there's any way that they could start a summer camp for children in foster care. That was 40 years ago. Wayne said yes. They started their first Royal Family Kids Camp. And we're running the camp almost exactly the way it was ran 40 years ago. Apparently, they already knew the needs of the children. A few things have changed. And, of course, rules and laws have changed as well. But Wayne and Diane, they just did an excellent job. And treating these kids like royalty is it's a real blessing.
So, whoever came up and asked them, sounds like there wasn't much hesitation, but they had to know they're going to be a heck of a commitment, and they just, out of the goodness of their heart, they decided to do this, and when you have something that has lasted for 40 years, that ain't too bad.
No, it really isn't, and we have 200 Royal Family Kids Camp nationwide. We have a camp, our closest camp is Santa Barbara, and then, of course, we have two in Ventura. Our team tomorrow will leave for the Bakersfield area where we'll experience a half day at camp so that 10 people on our team can see what that looks like before we perform our camp on the 29th of this month.
And is this seasonal or is it year round?
This will be once a year for camp, although we will continue to meet them in a mentor club about every other month throughout the year, just to continue to build those relationships so that they feel confident and secure with the adults around them, which is really what we're trying to establish. And naturally, our mission is creating positive memories in the lives of children in the foster care system.
Well, when they get that photo book, the photo album, that's memories for the rest of their lives. And it's almost like a yearbook to them.
Pretty much. And, you know, we do a polar bear plunge in the morning at 7 a.m. on two different occasions.
So. Okay. We're going to break. I'm with Diane Cassidy, director of Royal Family Kids Camp. You're listening to Sound Off, and we'll be right back.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
Welcome back to Sound Off on Monday afternoon. Kevin Will along with Diane Cassidy from the Royal Family Kids Camp. They have the camp coming up the 29th through July 3rd. And Diane, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, okay, so you have the ages are 7 to 11, I believe you said.
Yes.
Okay, and how do these youngsters end up at the Royal Family Kids Camp? Is it through whatever services they sign up or somebody recommends it or, you know, et cetera, et cetera?
So we have a child placement coordinator, Christina Ovalo. She is doing just a phenomenal job reaching out to social services, CASA, reaching out to the Family Care Network. She makes those relationships, asks if they could reach out to their foster parents. We've had a few great opportunities to speak at different foster parent programs and educate people in foster care about Royal Family Kids Camp, because it's been a while since a Royal Family Kids Camp was in your area. We used to have a Royal Family Kids Camp in San Luis Obispo many years ago, but through COVID, it was shut down. So bringing it back into the community, many of the organizations here already know a little bit about Royal Family Kids Camp.
Okay, and then is it, when you say 7 to 11, do we get kids that repeat, or is there a limitation? Well, they did it last year, so...
They repeat all the way to 11, and at 11, they age out of the Royal Family Kids Camp program, and then we'll start a TREK program. TREK will run through the age of 18, which is giving us an opportunity to continue those relationships. So that, again, once they age out of foster care, they have a support system.
Now, in all your years doing this, I'm sure you've had some of your graduates come back and things worked out very well for them and very appreciative of you and other people and even the people behind the scenes.
Yes, actually, in Ventura, we see many of those graduates come back after they finish college. They'll come back in and work as maybe a counselor or, as I said, maybe a nurse, whatever their background is as they were going through school. They can then pour back into the kids that are at our camp.
So the positive experience that has carried them through their young lives and then as they get into the quote-unquote real world, they look back and they're giving back. So there's... not only are you creating great memories for them at a young age and helping them to move on to succeed, but when they get out and again to the real world, they realize that, you know, I'd like to give back.
I believe so. I think that that becomes a part of many of the young people, you know, the desire to give back and the joy that giving back brings. And not everybody gets that. But, you know, when you pour your heart into kids who need you, you see such an amazing relationship develop. And to be a part of someone's story, especially their success story, is it's a great thing.
Again, I'm going to refer to part of the conversation we had in our office before you came on the air. You alluded to Disneyland. And with many, many moms and dads, when you take your kids to Disneyland, through all the excruciating things you have to do either to get there or the lines and so forth, but the expression on their faces when they see something, whether it's Mickey Mouse or, for the first time, I'm sure you've experienced that for many of these kids when they come to these camps.
We do, especially when they're coming back for the second or third year. You can really see a difference in these kids about around Wednesday. This camp will be, you know, our first one. So these children will be experiencing this camp for the first time. So the first 2 days, they'll just be trying to figure out if they're safe. But come Wednesday, when we have, you know, we start with a no talent show, which is, of course, all the adults with no talent. And then we encourage these young people to have a talent and they perform a talent show. By then, they're really just having a blast. You almost get to watch them unfold like a bud, like a rosebud. I mean, they just flower up around Wednesday and the rest of the week.
So, as you mentioned, the flower bud, so they're getting the confidence and the trust, especially, I'm guessing, for a lot of these kids, the trust is extremely important.
Yes, trust, I would say, you know, these are trust-based relationships, and we're starting to see more and more of this TBRI training, which is trust-based relational intervention, and we're building these relationships on trust. When it's obvious that children are in foster care for a reason, usually there has been a lack of trust or they've been hurt in some way. A lot of trauma, we're seeing a lot of trauma, as we have for years. But when you start building these relationships that are based upon trust, and how we do that is we stick to a very strict schedule. So when we tell the child we're eating at this time, we are eating at the time we state. So throughout the whole week, every activity we have is built on strengthening their trust, helping them understand that there are adults that they can trust, and building that for their future so that they can be successful as they are aging out of the foster care system.
Well, life lessons, too.
Yes.
They are the life lessons. Now, you mentioned the volunteers. Like many organizations, are you in need of volunteers? And is there different, if that's true, is there different degrees of volunteering?
There is. The one thing I love about Rural Family Kids Camp is you can be involved at any level. If you want to financially or physically donate, you can go on our website, which is rfkcnorthcounty.com, or just look us up on Facebook or Instagram for Royal Family Kids Camp North County. You can see what we're in need of at the time. We have an Amazon wish list. Our directors, Tiffany Rojas and Carla Emanuelson, have done a great job staffing or stacking that filled with items that we need. You can call us up from that website. You can give us a call and tell us if you'd like to volunteer as a counselor, help with the birthday party. Central Coast party planners or party helpers, Bridget, she's coming out to do all of our cooking for the week, and her staff will be out there. We have people that we need to set up, tear down, help us paint sets for the children, for the programs that we run. There's just something for everybody in this. And again, this is a community project. We are all in this to help the kids in our foster care system in our own community.
All right, Diane, the music started, so we're out of time, but thank you very much for coming in and best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, folks, Susanna, she's got strep throat. It's not good to be on the air if you have strep throat. So, growing up in the 1960s, That's coming up following the news and Family Matters. Thank you for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.